After Santa had left, Mrs. Riley filled her glass with bourbon and added a jigger of 7-Up. She picked up the spoon, tasted the potato salad, and, cleaning the spoon with her lips, put it back on the paper napkin. The family in the other half of Santa's double house was beginning to stage what sounded like a riot. Sipping her drink, Mrs. Riley put her ear to the wall and tried to filter some meaning out of the loud shouting.
"Angelo's taking some cough medicine,"
Santa said as she returned to the parlor.
"You sure got you good walls in this building, babe,"
Mrs. Riley said, unable to comprehend the gist of the argument on the other side of the wall.
"I wish me and Ignatius lived here. Miss Annie wouldn't have nothing to complain about."
"Where's that old man?"
Santa asked the front shutters.
"Maybe he ain't gonna come.
Maybe he forgot.
That's the way it is with old folks, honey."
"He ain't that old, Irene."
"How old is he?"
"Someplace in his late 60s, I guess."
"Well, that ain't too old. My poor old Tante Marguerite, the one I told you them kids beat up on to get 50 cents out her coin purse, she going on 80.
Mrs. Riley finished her drink.
"Maybe he went to see a nice picture show or something. Santa, you mind if I make me another drink?"
"Irene, you gonna be on the floor, girl. I ain't gonna introduce no drunk to this nice old man."
"I'll make me a small one. I got nerves tonight."
Mrs. Riley slopped down a great deal of whiskey into her glass and sat down again, crushing one of the bags of potato chips.
"Oh, Lord, what I done now?"
"You just smashed them potato chips,"
Santa said, a little angrily.
"Aw, they all crumbs now,"
Mrs. Riley said, pulling the bag from beneath her. She studied the flattened cellophane.
"Listen, Santa, what time you got? Ignatius says he's sure the burglars is striking tonight and for me to get in early."
"Oh, take it easy, Irene. You just got here."
"To tell you the truth, Santa, I don't think I want to meet this old man."
"Well, it's too late now."
"Yeah, but what me and this old man gonna do?"
Mrs. Riley asked apprehensively.
"Aw, relax, Irene. You're making me nervous. I'm sorry I asked you over."
Santa pulled Mrs. Riley's drink down from her lips for a moment.
"Now listen to me. You had arthritis very bad. The bowling's helping that out, right? You were stuck home with that crazy boy every night until Santa come along, right? Now listen to Santa, precious. You don't want to end up all alone with that Ignatius on your hands. This old man looks like he's got him a little money. He dresses neat. He knows you from somewhere. He likes you."
Santa looked Mrs. Riley in the eye.
"This old man can pay off your debt."
"Yeah?"
Mrs. Riley hadn't thought of this before. The old man suddenly became a little more attractive.
"He's clean?"
"Sure he's clean,"
Santa said angrily.
"You think I'm trying to fix my friend up with a bum?